Concluding our season of World Service plays that have won or been shortlisted for radio prizes, we present The Visit, which was nominated for Best Drama Production in the 1988 Sony Radio Awards.
The Visit by the Swiss playwright Friedrich Dürrenmatt. Translated by Maurice Valency and adapted for radio by Gordon House. With Sean Phillips as Claire Zakanassian and Joss Ackland as Anton Schill. It's 1956. At the small, dilapidated railway station of Gulin in Central Europe, townsfolk prepare for the arrival of multi-millionaireess Claire Zakanassian, returning for the first time in 40 years to the town where she was born. A visit.
Is she coming?
She's coming.
A telegram has been confirmed.
Our distinguished guests will arrive on the 12:40 from Galbertstadt. Everyone must be ready.
The mixed choir is ready, so is the children's chorus.
And the church bell, Pastor.
The church bell will ring if it hasn't been pawned.
The town band will be drawn up in the marketplace, and the athletic association will form a human pyramid in her honor. The top man will hold the wreath with her initials. Then lunch at the Golden Apostle. I shall say a few words.
Of course.
I had thought of illuminating the town hall and the cathedral, but we can't afford the electricity.
Burgomaster, what do you think of this?
This is more your line. What do you think of the banner?
No. That certainly won't do, Burgomaster. It's much too intimate. It shouldn't read, Welcome Clara. It should read, Welcome, Madam...
Zakanassian.
But she's Clara to us.
Clara Vesha.
Born here.
Her father was a boy.
All the same.
No, he's right. We'll have to change it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave it as it is, and I'll put Welcome, Madam Zakanassian on the other side. Then if things go well, we can always turn it around.
Good idea. All right,
Well, it's safer. Everything depends on the first impression.
Flying Dutchman has just passed through Leutnau.
11:20. You can set your watch by it.
Who owns a watch in this place?
Gentlemen, you know that the millionaires is our only hope.
Under God.
Naturally, Pastor. Phil, we depend entirely on you.
Yes, I know. You keep telling me.
After all, you're the only one who really knew her.
Yes, I knew her.
You were really quite close to one another, I hear, in those days.
Close? Oh, yes, we were close. There's no denying it. We were in love. I was young, handsome, so they said. And Clara, you know, I can still see her in the great barn coming toward me like a light out of the darkness. And in the Konradswald forest, she'd come running to meet me barefooted, a beautiful red hair streaming behind her. Oh, like a witch. I was in love with her, all right, but... You know how it is when you're 20.
What happened?
Well, life tore us apart, that's all.
You must give me some points about her for my speech.
Oh, I think I can help you there.
Well, I've gone through the school record, and the young lady's marks were, I'm afraid to say, absolutely dreadful. The only subject in which she was even remotely passable was natural history.
Well, good in natural history, that's fine.
Give me a pencil.
She was an outdoor girl, wild. Well, once, I remember, they arrested a tramp and she threw stones at the policeman. Oh, she passionately hated injustice.
A strong sense of justice.
Excellent. And generous. Generous to a fault. But whatever little she had, she shared. So good-hearted. I remember once she stole a bag of potatoes to give to a poor widow.
Wonderful generosity.
Generosity.
That gentleman is something I must not fail to make a point of.
And such a sense of humor. I remember once when the oldest man in town fell and broke his leg, she said, oh dear, now they'll have to shoot him.
Yes, well, I think I've got enough now. Does anyone remember a building her father built?
No.
Pity. Well, Phil, the rest, my friend, is up to you.
Yes, I know, but it's not so easy. After all, to part a woman like that from her millions.
Exactly. Millions? We have to think in big terms here.
If she's thinking of buying us off with a nursery school...
No, no,
sales accept.
Hold out.
Well, I'm not so sure that I can do it. You know, she may have forgotten me completely.
Sure, for many years you've been our most popular citizen. The most respected and best loved.
Thank you.
Therefore, I must tell you, last week I sounded out the political opposition and they agreed. In the spring, you will be elected to succeed me as burgomaster. By unanimous vote?
My dear burgomaster.
It's true?
Yes, I'm a witness. I was at the meeting.
Well, this is... Well, naturally, I'm terribly flattered. It's a completely unexpected honor.
Oh, you deserve it.
Burgomaster. Oh, gentlemen, to business. The first chance I get, of course, I shall discuss our miserable position with Clara.
But tactfully, tactfully.
What do you take me for? We must feel our way. Be psychologically astute. A single blunder, one false note could be disastrous.
Oh, he's absolutely right. First impressions are most important.
Madame Zakanassian
sets foot on her native soil for the first time in many years. She sees our love. And she sees our misery. She remembers her youth, her friends, the tears well up into her eyes. Her childhood companions throng about her. I will naturally not present myself like this, but in my black coat and top hat, next to me my wife, before me my two grandchildren, all in white, with roses. Oh, my God! If only it comes off as I see it. If only it comes off! Oh, my God, quick. We must get dressed.
No, no, it's not her train. It's only the Flying Dutchman.
We have still 2 hours before she arrives.
Don't let's lose our heads. We still have a full 2 hours.
Who's losing their heads? When her train comes in, you two, Helmersberger and Fogel, will hold up the banner with Welcome, Madame Zakanassian. The rest will applaud.
Please.
One thing. No wild cheering like last year with the Government Relief Committee. It made no impression at all, and we still haven't received any loans. Yes. What we need here is a feeling of genuine sincerity. That's how we greet with full hearts our beloved sister who has been away from us for so long. Be sincerely moved, my friends. That's the secret. Be sincere. Remember, you're not dealing with a child. Next, a few brief words from me. Then the church bell will start pealing. Then the mixed choir moves in. And then...
We'll form a line down here.
Then the rest of us will form in 2 lines leading from the station. And then I will...
Just
the line
never stops.
In Guru.
In the poorest, the dreariest,
the lousiest, the most godforsaken home between Venice and Stockholm.
It can't stop. Can't stop?
What? Is this Gulen?
Yes.
What's going on?
Who the hell are you?
But you called the emergency cord, man.
I always pull the emergency cord.
Why should you call the cord, man?
You?
I'm the station master, madam, and I must ask you...
Go away, little man.
Madam, I must insist. You have stopped the Flying Dutchman. I must have an explanation.
Nonsense. Pedro!
My love?
This is Gulen. Nothing has changed. I recognize it all. There's the forest of Conrad Vile. There's a brook in it full of trout and you can fish. And there's the roof of the great barn. God, what a miserable blot on the map.
My God. Claire Zakanassian.
Claire Zakanassian.
And the town bell. Where is it?
The mixed choir.
The church bell.
My dress coat, my top hat, my grandchildren. Run.
Right.
Don't forget my wife.
Right. Madam, the train is waiting. The entire international railway schedule has been disrupted. I await your explanation.
You're a very foolish man. I wish to visit this town. Did you expect me to jump off a moving train?
Madam, if you wish to visit the town, the 12:40 from Kalverstadt was entirely at your service. Arrival in Gulen, 1:17.
The slow train that stops at Loken, Beisenbach, and Lodnau. Do you expect me to waste 3/4 of an hour chugging dismally through this wilderness?
Madam, you shall pay for this dearly.
Bobby,
Give him 1,000 marks.
And 3,000 for the railway widow's relief fund.
But we have no such fund, madam.
Then start one.
You fool is Madame Claire Zachanassian.
Claire Zachanassian? Oh, my God. Would you like the train to wait, madame, while you visit the town? The administration will be delighted. The cathedral portals are well worth a look.
Both you may take the train away.
I don't need it anymore.
All aboard! I trust madame will not speak of this to the administration. It is a pure misunderstanding.
Go away.
Gracious lady, as burgomaster of Karen Le Goon, I have the honor to welcome you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, Mr. Bidenauer, sir, a most interesting speech.
Clara.
Anton.
Oh, it's good that you've come back.
I've waited for this moment all my life. Ever since I left Gulen.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Clara.
And have you thought about me?
Oh, naturally, always. You know that.
Those were happy times we spent together.
Unforgettable.
Call me by the name you used to call me.
My kitten.
What?
My kitten.
And what else?
Little witch.
I used to call you my black panther.
The grey gnome panther.
But you are still the same, little witch.
The same? Oh, no, my black panther. I am not at all the same.
Oh, in my eyes you are. I see no difference.
Would you like to meet my fiancé, Pedro Cabral? He owns an enormous plantation in Brazil.
Oh, a pleasure.
We're to be married soon.
Congratulations.
He will be my 8th husband. Pedro, come here and show your face. Oh, come along, darling. Come here, then talk. Say hello.
Hello.
A man of few words. Isn't he charming? A diplomat. He's only interested in fishing. Isn't he handsome? You'd swear he was a Brazilian, but he's not. He's a Greek.
We plan to be married in a few days here in the cathedral.
Here in the cathedral?
What an honor for us.
It was my dream when I was 17 to be married in Gulen Cathedral. The dreams of youth are sacred. Don't you think so, Anton?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. I think so, too. Now, I would like to look at the tower. My father built that public lavatory, Pedro.
Magnificent.
When I was young, I'd spend
hours on the roof spitting at the jets.
Madam, may I introduce the
police inspector, Schultz?
At your service.
I have no need of you at the moment, Inspector, but I think there will be work for you by and by. Tell me, do you know how to turn a blind eye from time to time?
How else could I get along in my profession?
You might practice turning both.
What a sense of humor.
Our pasta, madam.
Ah, the pasta. How do you do? Do you give consolation to the dying?
That is part of my ministry, yes.
And to those who are condemned to death?
The punishment has been abolished in this country, madam.
I see. Well, it may be restored.
What an original sense of humor.
Well, I can't stay here all day. I should like to see the town.
May I have the honor, gracious lady?
I don't propose walking with my artificial leg.
Oh, my goodness.
My aeroplane crashed into a mountain in Afghanistan.
But you're as strong as ever now.
Stronger?
Never fear, gracious lady. The town doctor has a car.
I never ride in cars.
You will never ride in cars?
Not since my Ferrari crashed in Hong Kong.
But how do you travel then, little witch? On the broom?
Mike? Max?
Madame?
Madame?
I travel in a sedan.
A bit antiquated, of course, but perfectly safe. Aren't they magnificent? Mike and Max. I bought them in America. They were in jail, condemned to the chair. I had them pardoned. Now they're condemned to my chair.
You wish to visit the cathedral, madam, and the old town hall?
No, the great barn and the forest of Conrad's Isle. I wish to go with Anton and visit our old haunts once again.
Very touching.
Send my luggage and the coffin to the Golden Apostle.
The coffin?
Yes, I brought one with me.
Three chairs for Madame Fair Zachanassian.
Hip hip! Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray! A little late with the bell, Pastor.
We breathe the air of Gulen.
Who are you?
We belong to the lady. She calls us
Cobby
and Lobby.
Madam Zachanassian is staying at the Golden Apostle.
We are blind.
Blind? Come along with me, then. I'll take you there.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Policeman.
How do you know I'm a policeman if you're blind?
By your voice. All policemen sound the same.
You had a lot to do with the police, have you, little man?
Men, he calls us.
What are you, then?
You'll see.
What's your trade?
We have no trade. We play music.
We sing.
We amuse the lady.
We look after the beast.
We feed it.
We stroke it.
We take it for walks.
What beast?
You'll see. We give it raw meat.
And she gives us chicken and wine.
Every day.
Rich people have strange tastes.
Strange tastes.
Come along. I'll take you to the lady.
We know the way.
What is it?
A live panther!
Oh. Your health, Professor?
Let's hope she puts the foundry back on its feet.
And the wagon works.
And the Golden Eagle pencil factory. Hmm?
What does she need a panther for?
Oh, don't ask me. The whole thing's too much for me. The pastor had to go home and lie down.
Well, if you want to know the truth, she frightens me.
Yes, she's a strange one.
I've been correcting the Latin compositions of the students of Gulen for 22 years, and I'm not unaccustomed to surprises. I've seen things to make one's hair stand on end. But when that woman suddenly appeared on the platform, a shudder tore through me. It was as though out of the clear sky, a fury had descended upon us, beating its black wings.
Ah, now the old place is livening up a bit.
Sure, come and join us.
Thank you. Beer.
What's the news from the front?
I'm just back from Schiller's barn.
My
God, what a scene. She had us all tiptoeing around on the straw as if we were in church. Nobody dared to speak above a whisper. And the way she carried on. I was so embarrassed, I let them go to the forest by themselves. Beer! Where's the man?
Coming!
That'll be her seventh husband.
Her eighth.
But what does she expect to find in the Conrad's Vile forest?
The same thing she expected to find in the old barn, I suppose. The
ashes of her youthful man.
Exactly.
It's poetry.
Poetry.
Sheer poetry. It makes one think of Wagner, of Shakespeare, of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. You're right. Gentlemen, I would like to propose a toast.
to our great and good friend Anton Schill, who is even now working on our behalf.
Yes, he's really working.
Gentlemen, to the best loved citizens of this town, my successor, Anton Schill.
Anton Schill.
Mike, Max, Carol, I'm tired of looking at you.
Madame.
Pedro, darling, mm-hmm. Your brook is just a little further along down that path. Go look at it.
Certainly, my darling.
Anton, sit by me. See? Our tree. There's the heart you carved in the bark long ago.
Yes, it's still there.
How it's grown. Why, its limbs are twice what they were. Some of them have died.
Oh, it's aged, but it's there.
Like everything else. How long it is since I've walked here, barefoot over the pine needles and the damp leaves. Look, Anton. A fall.
Oh, it's a fall. It's the season.
I thought everything would be changed. But it's all just as we left it. This is the seat we sat on years ago. Under these branches, you kissed me. And over there, under that hawthorn, we would lie in each other's arms. It is all as it used to be. Only we have changed.
Not so much, little witch. I remember the first night we spent together. You ran away, and I chased you until I was quite breathless.
Yes.
And I was angry and was going home, and suddenly I heard you call, and I looked up, and there you were, sitting in the tree, laughing down at me.
No, it was in the great barn. I was in the hayloft.
Were you?
Yes. What else do you remember?
Well, I remember the time your father beat you, and you showed me the cuts in your back, and I swore I'd kill him. The next day I dropped a tower from a rooftop, and I split his head open.
You missed him?
No.
You hit old Mr. Reiner.
Did I?
Yes. I was 17, and you were not yet 20. You were so handsome. You were the best-looking boy in town.
You were the prettiest girl.
We were made for each other.
So we were.
But you married Mathilde Bloomhart and her store. And I married old Zachanassian and did all well. He found me in a whorehouse in Hamburg. It was my hair that entangled him. The old lecture.
Clara.
Would you like a cigar?
My kitten smokes cigars.
Yes, I adore them. Would you care for one?
Oh, well, not now, Clara.
It's a taste I acquired from old Zachanassian. Among other things, he was a real connoisseur.
We used to sit on this bench once and smoke cigarettes. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
The cigarettes I bought from Mathilde.
No. She gave them to you for nothing.
Clara, don't be angry with me for marrying Mathilde.
She had money.
But what a lucky thing for you that I did.
Oh?
Well, you were so young, so beautiful. You deserved a far better fate than to settle in this wretched town without any future.
Yes?
If you'd stayed in Gulen and married me, your life would have been wasted like mine.
Oh?
Well, look at me. A wretched shopkeeper in a bankrupt town.
But you have your family.
My family? Never for a moment did I let me forget my failure, my poverty.
Mathilde has not made you happy.
What does it matter?
And the children?
They're completely materialistic. You know, they have no interest whatsoever in higher things.
How sad for you.
You know, since you went away, my life has passed by like a stupid dream. I've hardly once been out of this town. A trip to a lake years ago. Rained all the time. And once 5 days in Berlin, that's all.
The world is much the same everywhere.
At least you've seen it.
Yes, I've seen it.
Well, you've lived in it.
I've lived in it. The world and I have been on very intimate terms.
And now that you've come back, perhaps things will change.
Naturally. I
certainly won't leave my native town in this condition.
Oh, it'll take millions to put us on our feet again.
I have millions.
One, two, three.
Why not?
Yep. You mean you'll help us?
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. I told them you were generous. I told them you were good. Oh, my kitten, my kitten.
Listen. A cuckoo.
Yeah. It's just the way it was in the days when we were young and full of courage. The sun high above the pines, the cry of the cuckoo in the distance. Just as it was years ago. If only we could roll back time and be together always.
Is that your wish?
Yes. You left me. But you never left my heart. The same soft little hand.
Not quite the same. It was crushed in the plane accident. This one's ivory. Artificial.
Oh, Clara, are you all artificial?
Practically. I was the only survivor of the plane crash. Even the crew died. But I'm unkillable, Anton.
Gracious lady and friends, gracious lady, it is now many years since you first left your native town of Gulen, nestling as it does between the green forest of Conradsvile and the beautiful valley of Pukenried. Much has taken place in this time.
That's true.
The world is not what it was. It has become harsh and bitter, and we too have had our share. Harshness and bitterness. But in all this time, dear lady, we have never forgotten our little Clara. We haven't forgotten you, and we haven't forgotten your family. Your mother, beautiful and robust, even in her old age. Watch her. Unfortunately taken from us in the bloom of her youth by an infirmity of the lungs. Your respected father, Siegfried Wessler, the builder, an example of whose work next to our railway station is so often visited. A lasting monument of local design and local workmanship. And you, gracious lady, whom he remembers, a golden-haired, little red-headed sprite, romping about our peaceful streets on your way to school. Which of us does not treasure your memory? We well remember your scholarly attainments. Natural history. Extraordinary sense of justice. And above all, your supreme generosity. We shall never forget how you once spent the whole of your little savings to buy a sack of potatoes for a poor starving widow who was in need of food. Gracious lady, ladies and gentlemen, today our little Clara has become the world famous Claire Zakanassian. And now that she has at last returned to the town of her birth, sadly fallen as it is, I say in the name of all her loving friends who have sorely missed her, long live our Clara.
Mr. Burgomaster, fellow townsmen, I am greatly moved by the nature of your welcome and the disinterested joy which you have manifested on the occasion of my visit to my native town. I was not quite
The child the burgomaster described in his gracious address. Oh,
too modest, madam.
In school, I was beaten.
Not by me.
And the sack of potatoes which I presented to Widow Boll, I stole. Not to save the old cow from starvation, but so that for once I might sleep with Anton in a real bed instead of under the trees of the forest. Nevertheless, I shall try to preserve your good opinion. In memory of the 17 years I spent among you, I am prepared to hand over as a gift to the town of Gulen the sum of 1 billion marks. 500 million to the town and 500 million to be divided per capita among the citizens.
A billion marks?
On one condition.
Oh, my little wing. On one condition, the gracious lady said. Now, madam, may we know what that condition is?
I will tell you. In exchange for my 1 billion marks, I want justice.
Justice?
I wish to buy justice.
But justice cannot be bought, madam.
Everything can be bought.
I don't understand.
Bobby, step forward.
Does anyone here present recognize me?
Hofer?
Chief Magistrate Hofer. When Madame Zachanassian was a girl, I was presiding judge at the criminal court of Gulen. I served there until Madame Zachanassian offered me the opportunity of entering her service as butler. I accepted. You may consider it a strange employment for a member of the magistracy, but the salary was really quite extraordinary.
Get to the point, Bobby.
You have heard Madame Zachanassian's offer. She will give you 1 billion marks when you have undone the injustice that she suffered at your hands here in Gulen as a girl.
Injustice at our hands? Impossible.
Anton Schill.
Yes?
In those days, a bastardy case was tried before me. Madame Claire Zachanassian, at that time called Clara Vescher, charged you with being the father of her illegitimate child. You denied the charge and produced 2 witnesses in your support.
That's ancient history. An absurd business. We were children. Who remembers?
Where are the blind men?
Here we are.
Here we are.
You recognize these men, Anton Schill?
I never saw them before in my life.
We've changed.
What were your names in your former life?
I was Jakob Hüblein.
Jakob Hüblein.
I was Ludwig Spahr.
Ludwig Spahr.
Well, Schill?
These names mean nothing to me.
Jakob Hüblein and Ludwig Spahr, do you recognize the defendant?
We are blind.
By his voice.
By his voice.
At that trial, I was the judge, and you?
We were the witnesses.
And what did you testify on that occasion?
That we had slept with Clara Vescher, both of us, many times.
And was it true?
No, we swore falsely.
And why did you swear falsely?
Anton Schill bribed us.
He bribed us.
With what?
A bottle of schnapps.
Oh. And now, tell the people what happened to you. Speak.
She tracked us down.
Madame Zachanassian tracked them down. Jakob Hüblein was found in Canada, Ludwig Spahr in Australia. And when she found you, what did she do to you?
She handed us over to Mike and Max.
And what did Mike and Max do to you?
Castrated and blinded us.
And there you have it. We're all present in Gulen once again. The plaintiff, the defendant, the 2 false witnesses, the judge. Many years have passed. Does the plaintiff have anything further to add?
There is nothing to add.
And the defendant? Why are you doing this? It is all dead and buried. What happened to the child that was born?
It lived a year.
And what happened to you?
I became a whore.
Why?
The judgment of the court left me no alternative. No one would trust me. No one would give me work.
And now, what is the nature of the reparation you demand?
Justice. 1 billion marks for Gulen if someone kills Anton Schill.
No, she's joking. That happened long ago. That's all forgotten.
Nothing is forgotten. Neither the mornings in the forest, nor the nights in the great barn, nor the bedroom in the cottage, nor your treachery at the end. You said this morning that you wished the time might be rolled back. Very well. I've rolled it back. And now it is I who will buy justice. You bought it with a bottle of schnapps. I am willing to pay 1 billion marks.
Madam Zakanasi, we are not in the jungle. We are in Europe. We may be poor, but we are not heathens. In the name of Gulen, I decline your offer. In the name of humanity, we shall never accept.
Thank you, Burgomaster. I can wait.
Eggs, medium brown. Right?
Ah, take them, Carl. They delivered the milk, yeah?
Before you came down. Eggs are going up again, Herschel, first of the month.
What, again? And who's going to buy them?
50 pfennig a dozen.
Oh, I have to cancel my order, that's all.
It's up to you, Herschel.
Well, there's nothing else to do. And how's the family?
Oh, scraping along. Maybe now things will get better.
Maybe.
Morning.
Morning. Close the door. Don't let the flies in. Now, listen to me, Carl.
Morning, Carl.
Ah, Maria. I've got some good news for you both. I didn't mean to speak of it yet a while, but... Oh, why not? Who do you suppose is going to be the next burgomaster?
You.
Yes, in spite of everything. It's settled. It's official. What an honor for the family, eh? Well, especially at a time like this. Oh, it's just saying nothing of the salary and the rest of it.
Burgomaster.
You see, you don't have to be entirely ashamed of your father. Is your mother coming down to breakfast then?
Mother's tired. She's going to stay upstairs.
Ah, well, you have a good mother at least. There you are, Lucky. Oh, well, if she wants to rest, let her rest. We'll have breakfast together, the three of us. I'll fry some eggs and open the tin of the American ham. This morning, we're going to live like kings.
Well, I'd like to, only I can't.
We've got to eat, you know.
I've got to run down to the station. One of the labourers is sick. They said they could use me.
You want to work on the rails in all this heat? Now, that's no work for a son
Look,
of mine.
Father, we can use the money.
Well, if you feel you have to.
I'm sorry, Father. I have to go, too.
You too. And where is my young lady going, if I may be so bold?
There may be something for me at the employment exchange.
Employment exchange?
It's important to get there early.
Ah, right.
Good day, Burgomaster.
Burgomaster.
Bye, Maria. Carl. Good kids. Fine kids.
Wake the new guy, Bobby. I can't bear my husband sleeping all day.
He's fishing, madame.
Fishing? Already? What a singular passion.
Ah, morning, Hofbauer.
Cigarettes, please.
Cigarettes. Others.
I'll have the green today.
What?
Oh, they cost more, I'm afraid.
Well, put it in the book.
What? Charge it.
Well, all right, I'll make an exception this time.
Seeing it's you, Hofbauer.
Cigarettes. You're getting ready for the wedding, are you? Claire.
Yes, I'm busy.
Good morning.
Ah, morning, ladies.
Good morning, Herschel. Milk, please, Herschel.
Milk.
Oh, and milk for me, too.
A liter of milk each. Right.
Fresh milk, please, Herschel.
Fresh milk?
Yes. Fresh milk, please.
Oh. Fresh milk. Well, I can only give you a half liter each of fresh milk.
All right.
Half a liter of fresh milk here, and half a liter of fresh milk here.
There you are.
And white bread.
White bread?
The whole loaf.
Oh, but a whole loaf would cost...
Charge it.
A bar of milk chocolate.
A bar of milk chocolate. Right away.
Oh, and one for me too, Herschel.
Ah, bar of milk chocolate. For you, too.
Well, I can hear if you don't mind.
Oh, please do.
We're so cool at the back of the shop.
Charge it.
Of course.
All for one and one for all.
What a beautiful autumn morning. Count Hulk would have loved it here. Remember him, Bobby? My third husband, the foreign minister. He used to spend his holidays painting.
Yes, mother.
Horrible paintings.
Yes, madame.
He was a horrible man.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hammersberger.
Ah, it's going to be a hot day.
Oh, phew.
First business?
Absolutely fabulous.
For a while, you know, no one came. Now, all of a sudden, I'm running a luxury trade.
Good.
I'll never forget the way you all stood by me at the Golden Apostle. In spite of your need, in spite of everything. It was the finest hour of my life.
We're not heathens, you know.
And we're behind you. The whole town's behind you.
As firm as a rock.
As firm as a rock, Herschel.
You're the most popular man in town.
The most important.
And in the spring, God willing, you will be our burgomaster. Dead certain.
Dead certain.
Bobby, fetch me my left leg.
Where is it, madame?
On the chest of drawers. Behind the wedding flowers.
There's been no right this week.
It'll be a tremendous wedding.
I saw his picture in the paper.
Oh, what a man.
Give me a bottle of schnapps.
Ah, the usual?
No, cognac.
Cognac? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but cognac costs 22 marks, does
it? We all have to splurge a little now and again.
Ah, well, here you are. Three star.
And a packet of pipe tobacco.
Light or dark?
English.
Well, that makes 23 marks 80.
Chalk it up, please.
Well, now, look, I'll make an exception this week, but you will have to pay for the moment your unemployment check comes in.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't want to be kept waiting. You understand?
Of course.
How much, Berger?
Are those new shoes you're wearing?
Yes. Well, what about it?
Well, you too, Hofbauer.
Yellow shoes, brand new.
So?
And you? I mean, you all have new shoes. New shoes.
The person can't walk around forever in the same old shoes.
Those shoes wear out.
And the money? Where does the money come from?
We got them on credit, Herschel.
On credit?
On credit. And where, all of a sudden, do you get credit?
Well, everybody gives credit now.
You gave us credit yourself.
And what are you going to pay with, eh?
With what? Eh?
With what? With what?
Good morning, my love.
Pedro, you've brought your fish with you.
4 kilos, my darling.
A jewel? I'll have it grilled for your lunch. Give it to Bobby.
It is so wonderful here. I like your little town.
Oh, do you?
Yes. These people, they are all so... What is the word?
Simple, honest, hardworking, decent.
My angel, you're a mind reader. That's just what I was going to say.
I know.
Yet, when we arrived, it was all so dirty, so... What is the word?
Shabby.
Exactly. But your return has given them a new... What is the word?
Lease on life.
Precisely.
The town was dying, it's true. But a town doesn't have to die. I think they realize that now. People die. Towns.
Bobby? A cigar.
I must have a word with you, Burgomaster.
Sure. Sit down, my friend.
Man to man.
Of course.
As your successor.
Naturally.
Is that a gun?
Madame Zakadansky's Black Panther's broken loose. It is well to be prepared.
Oh, yes, of course.
The streets have been cleared. The children have been kept in school. We don't want any accidents.
You're making quite a thing of it.
Well, naturally. A panther's a dangerous beast. Well, what's on your mind? Speak out. We're old friends.
That's a good cigar you're smoking, Burgomaster.
Yes, Havana.
You used to smoke something else.
A Fortuna.
Cheaper. Too strong. And have you also bought new shoes?
Oh, yes. I ordered a new pair from Kabelstadt. Extraordinary. What did you get?
That's why I'm here.
Come in.
A new typewriter, sir.
Put it on the table. Yes, good. What's the matter with you, Cheryl? My dear fellow, aren't you well?
It's you who don't seem well, Burgomaster.
What do you mean?
You look pale.
Aye.
Your hands are trembling. Are you frightened?
What am I to be afraid of?
Perhaps this sudden prosperity alarms you.
You'll have to forgive me, Field. I really haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about. Am I supposed to feel a criminal every time I order a new typewriter?
Do you?
But I hope you haven't come here to talk about a new typewriter. Now, what is it you wanted?
I have come to claim the protectorates.
Against whom?
That woman has put a price on my head.
Look, if you don't feel safe... Why don't you go to the police?
I've just come from the police.
And?
The chief has a new gold tooth in his mouth.
But you... Phil, really, you're forgetting. This is Gulden, a town of humane traditions. Goethe slept here. Brahms fought it here. You must have faith in us. This is a law-abiding community.
Then arrest this woman who wants to have me killed.
Look here, Phil. God knows the lady has every right to be angry with you. Look at there. Wasn't that pretty? Who forced two decent lads to perjure themselves and had a young girl thrown out onto the streets.
That young girl owns half the world.
Very well, then. We'll speak frankly.
That's why I'm here.
Man to man, just as you said. Now, after what you did, you have no moral right to say a word against this lady, and I advise you not to try. Also, I regret to have to tell you this. There is no longer any question of your being Burgomaster.
Is that official?
Official.
I see.
The man who is chosen to exercise the high post of Burgomaster must have obviously certain moral qualifications. Qualifications which, unhappily, you no longer possess. Naturally. You may count on the esteem and friendship of the town, just as before. That goes without saying. The best thing will be to spread the mantle of silence over the whole miserable business.
So I'm to remain silent while they arrange my murder.
Who is arranging your murder? Give me the names, and I will investigate the case at once, unrelentingly. Well, the names...
You.
I resent this. Do you think we want to kill you for money?
No, you don't want to kill me.
But you want to have me killed.
Bobby, what's going on? What are all these men doing with guns? Whom are they hunting?
The Black Panther has escaped, madame.
Who let him out?
Cobby and Lobby, madame.
How careless of them. So, there may be a shooting.
It's possible.
Sorry to disturb you, Pastor.
Yes, you. God's house is open to all.
You,
Oh, the gun. That's because of the panther. It is best to be prepared.
Pastor, help me.
Of course. Oh, sit down. What's the trouble?
I'm frightened.
Frightened of what?
Of everyone. They're hunting me down like a beast.
Have no fear of man, Shil. Fear God. Fear not the death of the body. Fear the death of the soul.
I'm afraid, Pastor.
Put your trust in heaven, my friend.
You see, I'm not well. I shake. I have such pains around the heart, I swear.
I know. You're passing through a profound psychic experience.
I'm going through hell.
The hell you're going through exists only within yourself. Many years ago, you betrayed a girl shamefully for money. Now you think that we shall sell you just as you sold her. No, my friend, you're projecting your guilt upon others. It's quite natural. But remember, the root of our torment lies always within ourselves, in our hearts, in our sins. When you've understood this, you can conquer the fears that oppress you. You have weapons with which to destroy them.
Seemethoffer has bought a new washing machine.
Don't worry about the washing machine. Worry about your immortal soul.
Stalker's sensitivity, sir.
There's also great comfort in prayer. Examine your conscience, Shil. Repent. Otherwise your fears will consume you. Believe me, this is the only way we have known. No one's leaving. I have a baptism. The child is beginning to cry. I can hear it from here. It's frightened. Let us make haste to give it the only security which this world affords.
New bells.
Yes, the tone's marvelous, don't you think? Full, sonorous.
You too, Pastor. You too.
Oh, God, forgive me. We're poor, weak things, all of us. Don't tempt us further into the hell in which you're burning. Go, Shil, my friend. Go, my brother. Go while there is time.
Pastor, I...
Flee! Flee!
What was that shooting?
The panther, madame.
Did they hit him?
They killed him, madame.
There were two shots.
The panther is dead, madame.
I loved him. I shall miss him.
Good evening, Herr Shil.
Good evening, Station Master.
Good evening, Shil.
Burgomaster. Good evening.
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 Good evening. So, you're taking a little trip?
Yes, a little trip.
May one ask where to?
I don't know.
Don't know.
To Kalverstadt.
Kalverstadt?
After that, somewhere else.
Oh. After that, somewhere else. Huh?
I thought maybe Australia.
Australia?
Australia. Yes, sir. I'll raise the money somehow.
But, why Australia?
What would you be doing in Australia?
One can't always live in the same town year in, year out.
Australia.
It's a risky trip for a man of your age.
Local to Halberstadt!
One of the lady's little men ran off to Australia.
You'll be mug safe here.
I wrote a letter to the administration of Cadogan.
Yes? And?
They didn't answer.
You mean to say that you don't trust your old friends? That's not very flattering, you know.
No one's going to do you any harm here. No harm here.
They didn't answer because our postmaster held up my letter.
Our postmaster? What an idea.
The postmaster is a member of the town council. A man of the utmost integrity.
He doesn't hold up letters. What an idea.
But what are you all doing here? What do you want of me?
We don't like to see you go.
We've come to see you off.
I didn't ask you to come.
But we have come.
Yes, as old friends.
As old friends.
Go now!
A pleasant journey.
And long life.
Good luck in Australia. Oh,
yeah. Why are you crowding me?
What's the matter now?
Give me room.
You've got plenty of room.
Get aboard, Jerry.
One of you is going to push me under the wheels.
Get aboard. Get away from me, all of you.
Just get on the train.
Yes. One of you will push me under.
You're being ridiculous. Now go on, get on the train.
Why are you all so near me?
Get aboard.
Which train
is charging?
If I try to get on, one of you will hold me back.
Get on the train!
No! 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 Come on!
Don't push me!
Don't push me.
There. It's gone up.
Without you.
Looks like you missed it, Chill. Pity about that. Come on, everyone.
Home. Home.
Do you know where I can get some water? My truck's boiling over.
Huh? In the office.
Yeah, well, thanks. Missed your train?
Yes.
To Kelberstadt?
Yes.
Well, come with me. I'm going that way.
This is my town. This is my home. No, thank you. I'm staying.
The doctor and the teacher from the high school to see you, madame.
Show them in.
Dr. Newslin and Professor Muller.
Madam.
You look dusty, gentlemen.
Forgive us. We had to climb over an old carriage.
Our respects.
A fabulous wedding.
Beautiful occasion.
It's stifling here, but I love this old barn.
A remarkable place.
Ooh, remarkable.
I thought the pastor's text was very appropriate. The lesson a trifle long.
1 Corinthians 13.
Was it?
Your choristers sang beautifully, Professor.
Bach. From the Sir Matthew Passion. Gulen has never seen such magnificence. The flowers, the jewels, and the people.
The theatrical world, the world of finance, the world of art, the world of science.
All these worlds are now back in their Cadillac, speeding towards the capital for the wedding reception. But I'm sure you didn't come here to talk about them.
Oh, dear lady, we should not intrude on your valuable time. Your husband must be waiting impatiently.
No, no, I've packed him off to Brazil.
To Brazil?
Brazil?
Yes, for his honeymoon.
Oh, yes.
I've planned a delightful dinner for them. They'll never miss me. Now, what was it you wished to talk about?
About Anton Schill, madam.
Is he dead?
Madam, we may be poor, but we have our principles.
I see. Then what do you want?
Well, the fact is, madam, in anticipation of your well-known munificence, that is, feeling that you would give the town some sort of gift, we have all been buying things, necessities.
With money we don't have.
You've run into debt?
Up to here.
In spite of your principles?
We are human, madam.
I see.
We have been poor for a long time, a long, long time.
The question is, how are we going to pay?
You already know.
There is no reason for our poverty. We suffer here from a mysterious blight. If we had credit, if we had confidence, the factories would open, orders and commissions would pour in.
If the wagon works were put on its feet again.
The foundry.
The Golden Eagle pencil factory.
Buy these plants, madam. Put them in operation once more, and I swear to you, Gulen will flourish, and it will bless you.
We are not asking for charity. This is business.
It's a good idea.
Dear lady, oh. I knew you wouldn't let us down. Oh,
no. But it's out of the question. I cannot buy the wagon works. I already own them.
The wagon works?
And the foundry?
And the foundry.
And the Golden Eagle pencil factory?
Everything. I had my agents buy up this rubbish over the years, bit by bit, piece by piece, until I had it all. Your hopes were an illusion, your vision empty, your self-sacrifice a stupidity, your whole lives a complete waste.
But this is monstrous.
Monstrous? I was 17 when I left this town. It was winter. I was dressed in a sailor suit, and my red braids hung down my back. I was in my 7th month. As I walked down the street to the station, the boys whistled after me, and someone threw something. I sat freezing in my seat in the Hamburg Express. But before the roof of the great barn was lost behind the trees, I had made up my mind that one day I would come back.
But, madam,
and now I have.
Have mercy, madam.
When I have had justice.
Madam, this lesson you have taught us will never be forgotten. We will hand it down from father to son. And whatever we have been, in the future, we shall be better because of you. Now, forgive us. Show us the way to a better life. Have pity, madam. Pity. That is the highest justice.
The highest justice has no pity. It is bright and pure and clear. The world made me into a whore. Now I make the world into a brothel. Those who wish to go down may go down. Those who wish to dance with me may dance with me.
Everybody. Cigarettes, please,
Russian. Clara is entitled to a little happiness. After all, I'm happy for her. Read what?
The bridesmaids, dancers, an opera singer.
Reporters, photographers from all over the world. Yes. They'll be here any minute.
What have reporters to do with us? We're simple people, Herr Hofbauer. There's nothing for them here.
They're questioning everybody. They're asking everything. Footsteps.
He's pacing the room up and down, day and night.
I haven't seen him all week.
He never goes out.
It's his conscience. That was pretty mean, the way he treated poor Clara.
That's true, Herr Kroll. I feel very badly about it myself.
He's marrying a young girl like that.
God doesn't forgive it.
No.
I hope he'll have sense enough to keep his mouth shut in front of the reporters.
I certainly hope so.
You know what he's like.
Only too well.
If he tries to throw dirt at our Clara and tell a lot of lies, how she tried to get us to kill him, which anyway he never meant, then we'll really have to do something. not because of the money, but out of ordinary human decency. God knows Clara has suffered enough from him already.
She has indeed.
Has the press been here yet?
No, no, not yet.
It's not my custom, as you know, Frasier, but I wonder if I could have a strong alcoholic drink.
It's an honor to serve you here, Professor. I have a good Steinhager. Would you like to try a glass?
A very small glass.
Oh, Professor.
Thank you.
Mm. Your hand is shaking, Professor.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been drinking a little already.
I thought I should ask the way to this shop.
I hope you didn't tell him.
We told him we were strangers here.
Look out, everybody. The press. They're across the street in your shop, Hofbauer. Oh.
They're asking questions. My boy will know how to deal with them. Make sure Schill doesn't come down, Hofbauer.
Leave that to me.
Now listen to me. All of you. When reporters come, I'm going to speak to them. I'm going to make a statement. I shall tell the truth about Claire Zakharasyan.
Oh, you're drunk, Herr Professor. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should all be ashamed.
Shut your trap. You're drunk.
Please, Professor.
You disappoint me, girl. And so do you. You're his children. It's your place to speak. But you're silent and you force your old teacher to raise his voice. I am going to speak the truth. It is my duty and I am not afraid. I am going over to Hofbauer's shop now.
Oh, yes. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What is going on in my shop? What's the trouble, Professor?
Schill, I am speaking out at last. I am going to tell the press everything.
Be quiet, Professor.
What did you say?
Be quiet.
They're coming over here.
Now.
Please.
As you wish. You two are on their side. I have no more to say.
Is Anton Schill here?
What?
Are you Herr Schill?
What?
Herr Schill.
No. Herr Schill's gone to Kalbestadt for the day.
Oh, thank you. Good day.
Close shave.
Pretty smart of you to keep your mouth shut, Schill. You know what to expect if you don't. Come on, you two. Funny smell in here.
Give me a Havana.
Oh, here you are.
Charge it. You bastard.
Maria? Oh, come on. Upstairs.
Pull yourself together, man. Speak to the reporters. You've no time to lose.
No, I'm not going to fight anymore.
Are you so frightened that you don't dare open your mouth?
I made Claire a chance. I made myself what I am. What should I do? Pretend that I'm innocent?
No, you can't. You're as guilty as hell.
Yes.
You're a bastard.
Yes.
But that doesn't justify your murder. They're going to kill you.
Oh, yes.
I've known it all along, and you too. You must have known it. The need is too strong, the temptation too great. And now, perhaps I too will join against you.
It can't be helped.
Oh, I wish I could believe that for what they're doing, for what they're going to do. They will suffer for the rest of their lives, but it's not true. In a little while, they will have justified everything and forgotten everything.
Of course.
Your name will never again be mentioned in this town. That's how it will be.
I don't hold it against you.
But I do. I will hold it against myself all my life.
Good afternoon, Phil. Thank you for dropping in.
You wanted to see me, Burgomaster?
Yes. The town council meets tonight at the Golden Apostle in the auditorium.
I'll be there.
The whole town will be there. Your case will be discussed and final action taken. You've put us in a pretty tight spot, you know.
Yes, I'm sorry.
The lady's offer will be rejected.
Possibly.
Of course, I may be wrong.
Of course.
In that case, are you prepared to accept the judgment of the town? The meeting will be covered by the press, you know.
By the press?
Yes. And the radio and the newsreel. It's a very ticklish situation, not only for you, believe me. It's even worse for us. What with the wedding and all the publicity, we've become famous.
Are you going to make the lady's condition public?
Oh, no, of course not. Not directly. We'll have to put the matter to a vote. That's unavoidable, but only those involved will understand the implications.
I see.
As far as the press is concerned, you are simply the intermediary between us and Madame Zakanassian. I have whitewashed you completely.
That is very generous of you.
Frankly, it's not for your sake, but for the sake of your family. They're honest and decent people.
Oh.
So far, we've all played fair. You've kept your mouth shut, and so have we. Now, can we continue to depend on you? Because if you have any idea of opening your mouth at tonight's meeting, there won't be any meeting.
I am glad to hear an open threat at last.
We are not threatening you. You are threatening us. If you speak, you force us to act in advance.
That won't be necessary.
So, if the town decides against you...
I will accept their decision.
Good. I'm delighted to see there's still a spark of decency left in you. But, wouldn't it be better if we, if we didn't have to call a meeting at all? I brought you this.
Thank you.
It's loaded.
I won't need a gun.
You see, we could tell the lady that we had condemned her in secret session, and you had anticipated our decision. You can imagine the sleepless nights I've had over this, believe me.
I believe you.
Frankly, in your place, I'd prefer to take the path of honor, get it over with once and for all, don't you agree? For the sake of your friends, for the sake of our children, your own children. You have a daughter, a son. Phil, you know our need, our misery.
Burgomaster, you put me through hell, you and your town. You are my friends. You smiled and reassured me. But day by day I saw you change. Your shoes, your ties, your suits, your hearts. If you had been honest with me then, perhaps I'd feel differently toward you now. I might even consider using that gun you brought me for the sake of my friends. But now I've conquered my fear. And now you will have to judge me. And I will accept your judgment. For me, that will be justice. How it will be for you, I don't know. You may kill me if you like. I won't complain. I won't protest. I won't defend myself. But I won't do your job for you either.
There it is. You've had your chance and you won't take it. Too bad. I suppose it's more than we could expect of a man like you.
Visiting my wood.
Clara.
May I sit by you?
Oh, yes. Please do.
What?
I've just been saying goodbye to my family. They've gone to the cinema. Carl has bought himself a car.
How nice.
Maria is taking French lessons. And a course in English literature.
You see? They're beginning to take an interest in higher things. Would you like a cigarette?
Well, that would be nice. You had, we had a child.
Yes.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
What name did you give her?
Genevieve.
That's a very pretty name.
Yes.
What was she like?
I only saw her once when she was born. They took her away from me.
Her eyes?
They weren't open yet.
And her hair?
Black, I think. It's usually black at first.
Yes, of course. Where did she die, Clara?
In some family. I've forgotten their name.
What of?
Meningitis, they said. The officials wrote me a letter.
I'm so very sorry, Clara.
I've told you about our child. Now, you tell me about myself.
About yourself?
Yes. How I was when I was 17, in the days when you loved me.
I remember one day you waited for me in the great barn. I'd been looking all over the place for you. At last I found you lying in the hay cart with nothing on, and a long straw between your lips.
Yes. I was pretty in those days.
You were beautiful, Clarence.
How strange it is, Anton. How clearly it comes back to me. The day we saw one another for the first time, do you remember? I was on a balcony. It was a day like today, a day in autumn with hardly a breath of wind. You stood down in the street and stared up at me without moving. I was embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to go back into the darkness of the room where it was safe. But I couldn't. You stared up at me darkly, almost angrily, as if you wished to hurt me. Your eyes were full of passion. Then, I don't know why, I left the balcony and I came down and stood in the street beside you. You didn't greet me, you didn't say a word, but you took my hand and we walked together out of the town into the fields, and we were alone. That was the beginning, and everything else had to follow. There is no escape.
The town council meets tonight, Clara. They will condemn me to death. One of them will kill me. I don't know who. I don't know where. I only know that in a little while a useless life will come to an end.
I shall take you in your coffin to Capri. You will have your tomb in the park of my villa, where I can see you from my bedroom window. White marble and onyx in a grove of green cypress with a beautiful view of the Mediterranean.
I've always wanted to see it.
Your love for me died years ago, Anton. But my love for you wouldn't die. It turned into something hidden, like the unseen roots of the forest. Something evil, like white mushrooms that grow unseen in the darkness. And slowly it reached out for your life. Now I have you. You're mine. At last. And forever. A peaceful ghost in a silent house.
So, Clara.
Adieu, Anton.
Adieu.
Citizens of Gulen,
I call this meeting to order. The agenda. There is only one matter before us. I have the honor to announce officially that Madame Claire Zachanassian has decided to make a gift to the town of 1 billion marks. 500 million to the town, 500 million to be divided per capita among the citizens. After certain necessary preliminaries, a vote will be taken, and you, as citizens of Gulen, will signify your will by a show of hands. Has anyone any objection to this mode of procedure? No? I shall then proceed to the vote.
Bergamaster.
Yes? You wish to speak, Professor?
I do.
Very well.
Fellow townsmen, we all hope that by means of this gift, we re-establish justice among us. This desire expressed by our benefactress raises an all-important question. Is it true that our community harbors in its soul a burden of guilt?
Yes.
True.
Crimes are concealed among us.
Sins.
Perjuries.
Justice. This, then, is the simple fact of the case. We have participated in an injustice. I thoroughly recognize the material advantages which this gift opens to us. Nevertheless, there is no question here of money. The question is whether or not we wish to live according to the principles of justice. Wealth has meaning only when benevolence comes of it. But only he who hungers for grace will receive grace. Do you feel this hunger, my fellow citizens, this hunger of the spirit? Or do you feel only the other profane hunger, the hunger of the body? Only if you can no longer tolerate the presence of evil among you, are you worthy to receive Madame Zachanassian's billion and fulfill the conditions bound up with this gift? If not, then God have mercy on us. Anton Schill, it is through you that this gift is offered to the town. Are you willing that this offer should be accepted?
Yes.
Will you respect our decision in the matter before us?
I will respect your decision.
Then I shall proceed to the vote. All those who are in accord with the terms on which this gift is offered will signify the same by raising their right hand and saying yes.
Yes!
All against? The offer is accepted. I now solemnly call upon you, fellow townsmen, to declare in the face of all the world that you take this action not out of love for worldly gain, but out of love for the right. We join together now as brothers. To purify our town of guilt. And to reaffirm our faith. In the eternal power of justice.
God!
I'm sorry, Herr Burgomaster. We seem to have blown a fuse. Would you mind doing that last bit again?
Again?
Yes, for the newsreel.
The newsreel, certainly.
Reaffirm our faith.
And to reaffirm our faith.
And to reaffirm our faith.
In the eternal power of justice.
Better before when he screamed out, God.
Fellow citizens of Gulen, I declare this meeting adjourned. Ladies and gentlemen of the press will find refreshments served downstairs with the compliments of the town council. Everyone else remain here, please. Are they all gone?
All gone.
The gallery?
Empty.
Lock the doors.
Locked here.
Locked here.
Is it to be now?
Naturally. Now.
I thought it might be best to have it at my house.
It will be here.
Lower the lights. Form a lane. Pastor, will you be so good?
Anton Sherrill, your heavy hour has come.
May I have a cigarette?
A cigarette, Burgomaster?
Of course, with pleasure. And a good one.
In the words of the prophet Amos...
Please don't.
You're no longer afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
I will pray for you.
Pray for us all.
Anton Sherrill.
Stand up.
Stand up, you swine.
Schultz, please.
I'm sorry. I was carried away.
Anton Sherrill. Come here. Walk down that lane.
Get moving.
It all over?
Heart failure.
Died of joy.
Died of joy. Let me see him.
Now he looks the way he was all those years ago. My black panther. Cover him up. Bobby?
Madame.
Pack the bags. We're leaving for Capri.
Yes, madame.
Oh. Burgomaster.
Yes.
Madame Zekanas.
Your check.
Visit by Friedrich Dürrenmatt, translated by Maurice Valency. Sean Phillips was Claire Zakanassian, and Joss Ackland, Anton Schill. The Burgomaster was Charles Kay, the Professor Peter Tubman, the Pastor Roger Hammond, the Police Inspector Brian Haynes, the Painter Richard Derrington, the Doctor William Eagle, Rushman, Lawrence Payne, and Vogel, Alan Dudley. Bobby was David Garth, Pedro, Paul Gregory, the Blind Men, Brian Hewlett and Brett Usher, the Station Master, John Sampson, the Conductor, Tim Reynolds, Frau Schill, Diana Olsen, Carl, Kim Wall, and Maria, Caroline Gruber. The two women were Emily Richard and Zila Clark. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was specially composed by Bernard Graham Shaw and played by Bernard, Tony McVeigh, Ben Grove and Peter Washtell. Technical presentation was by Anthea Davis and Keith Perrin. The Visit was adapted and directed by Gordon House. Thank you.